NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth. Head on over to netsuite.com/bwdaily to learn more and check out their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, friends. How was your week? Stressful? Having trouble sleeping, maybe? Finding yourself snapping at your colleagues or your dog? Sorry to hear that. Just in case you've been under a rock for the last few years, though, there is a remedy for your stress. Many believe in meditation. And here's how popular it's become. In 2017, Late Night's Jimmy Fallon asked Andy Puddicombe, the CEO of mindfulness app company Headspace, to lead a meditation on live TV.
I wanted to try something tonight. I don't think it's ever been done on late night television, definitely not before, but I wanted to see if you can guide our great audience and the Roots and millions of fans for a 2-minute meditation.
We should do it.
I mean, around the world, everyone, there's going to be people in bars right now meditating. It's going to be fantastic. What should I do? I sit next to you?
Yeah, do you want to come sit here?
Yeah. I'll sit next to you.
And if you are watching in a bar, I'd recommend you put your glass down.
Yes, of course, yeah.
At the end of that meditation, Jimmy Fallon opened his eyes, grinned an angelic grin, and the audience burst into wild applause. It was a moment for Puddicombe and his investors to celebrate the mainstreaming of mindfulness. Well, now he's reached another milestone. Last week, his company announced that it has raised another $93 million from investors bullish on our collective desires to breathe our stress away. Or maybe they're certain that there's just going to be more and more stress to deal with. Whatever the reason, meditation apps are perceived as safe, non-prescription, and relatively affordable ways to subdue the anxiety that ails us. With that money, Headspace has raced ahead of its arch rival, Calm. The race has been neck and neck, or should we say head to head, for the last few years. We last reported on this fight in the fall. At the time, the two apps together had more than 100 million users. Calm had raised a total of $140 million and had become a unicorn, that is, investors valued it at more than $1 billion. It was starting to look like Goliath to Headspace's David. No longer. With Headspace's latest round of funding, it surpassed Calm. To date, Headspace has raised almost $170 million, according to Crunchbase. With that cash, the company wants to prove mindfulness's clinical effectiveness through scientific studies. Despite its popularity, meditation still suffers from a lack of hard clinical proof of effectiveness. That's a problem Headspace has been trying to solve. So far, it's participated in about 70 different studies with research institutions like Carnegie Mellon and Stanford University. Headspace will use some of that new money to engage in more clinical trials. Also, it's still quietly pursuing FDA approval. About 18 months ago, the company announced that it wanted agency approval in order to become the world's first prescription meditation app. Then, the Wall Street Journal reported that the company planned to seek FDA approval sometime this year. Arch rivals Calm and Headspace may be after the same result, meditation domination on a global scale, but they're pursuing different strategies. Headspace, scientific and logical. Calm, celebrity-focused and for the everyday worrier. Calm raised its latest round after signing on celebrities like Matthew McConaughey to read bedtime stories to insomniacs. Its latest weapon? In December, the company announced that Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James had invested in Calm, and that James is now featured on the app itself with his own 5-part mental fitness program. It includes meditations on training your mind, managing emotions, and yes, creating a champion's mindset. Who better, right? Learning from LeBron James how to have a champion's mindset couldn't be more well-timed for the Calm and Headspace chief executives themselves, one would think, as they battle to win the multi-billion-dollar meditation market. Now that's a tight, anxiety-provoking game that's very far from over. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Liu. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm going to go and chill. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Business Wars Daily is supported by NetSuite. Do what smart businesses are doing, graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. And with one unified business management suite, you'll cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Plus, you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. You know, over 37,000 companies have already made the move. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for just a few more weeks. Head on over to netsuite.com/bwdaily right now. That's netsuite.com/bwdaily. netsuite.com/bwdaily.